Welcome to episode 84 of Beyond the Rut, the weekly podcast about inspiring and equipping you to make your own path and live the life you've always dreamed of. I'm one of your hosts, Jerry, and in just a moment, Brennan and I are going to have a conversation around an article we came across by our friend Sean Albright. Now, if you've been with our show since the beginning, Sean was the original host, and then he focused on his writing. He's a good writer. And this article is one that he wrote titled Drift and Row. And it just inspired us. We got a great conversation going. So here, check it out. Cool. Well, I just came across a blog post from a good friend of ours called Drift and Row.
Drift. He's the drifter, right?
The drifter from Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Second movie that I never saw.
He's that fat guy.
He is going to kick your butt.
What?
Can't do it in this audio because he's not in the audio, but
exactly.
He knows where you live.
We record in a secret place.
That he might know of. So anyway, what caught my attention in this article, this post, Drift and Row, was really in the opening. I'm going to use this on the quote board that I have for Emma.
For those of you listening, he's looking at his phone.
I'm looking at my phone and I'm about to read to you just the opening little bit. Are you ready?
Let's read.
All right, here we go. So you may drift into bad circumstances, but you will rarely, if ever, drift out of one. You're going to have to row. Drift into debt, row to financial freedom. Drift into obesity, row to health. Drift into addiction, row to sobriety. Drift into relational animosity, row to restoration. Drift and row. So that was the opening to Sean Albright's post. And it's like you also drift into a rut, or I guess you kind of get into a rut. So then how do you row out of it? And that's what this show's about.
Can you row out of a rut?
I think you just walk out of it eventually.
Probably got to jump out, dig out, drive out. I don't know if you can row out.
You could try.
In a kayak in the ditch, I guess.
Yeah. You know? Or if you're caught in a current, I guess that's a rut, sort of. Not really.
I like that because you can. It's kind of like we talk about sometime in church world about, you know, the slow fade. You can kind of drift into some things. You can fade, you know, people. You're not going to wake up in a hotel room with, you know, a $10,000 worth of cocaine or something. You're going to make small compromises to where you end up someplace like that.
Yeah. And so over time, you drift into that big.
You just drift into it. Because I kind of compromise with this one friend I hang out with. I kind of compromise where I go and how much I drink or maybe the movies I watch. The next thing I know, I'm in that situation.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me a little bit about what we were just chatting about before we got on here. Apparently, our vice president got himself some ridicule recently because he talked about his dinner policy. And so people are making fun of that. And I mean, it's a modern society, yet a lot of people don't get what he's trying to do by having such a policy. And that's he's put up such an extreme barrier that he is not going to allow himself to drift into infidelity. It's not saying that every woman's out to have him. Far from that. It's, you know, if he allows himself to have dinner with a woman, not his wife, eventually there's the opportunity for the next one and the next one and the next one. And then before you know it, you've made enough compromise that you're connecting more with somebody else than, and so it's really a guarding of his heart.
Right.
And a lot of people don't get that.
What I find fascinating too is it's about his marriage. He's not telling you to do it. He's not even saying it's a good idea for anybody else. He's just saying that's what he does. And we become in this society, it's like anything you do, you feel the need to push on people. Mm-hmm. You know, that this whole attitude of, you know, you have to eat kale, you have to save the environment, you have to, you know, recycle. And it's like, instead of just saying, this is what I do, lead by example. You know, this is what I do. It works out good for me. This is how I save money. You know, when we interviewed Casey Fox and she was talking about, this is how I divide up my income and how I save.
30, 30, 30, 10.
Right. And there's people that say, you know, this is how I exercise. That I don't go to a gym. I do this, or I don't do this. I go to a gym. I don't eat here. I eat there. And that's what he's saying. This works for me and my marriage. I don't care if you do it or not. But that is such a good point, is he is aware of that drift. You know, we live near the ocean and we know, and they talk about this on the news all the time. When you let your kids go out and swim, to be aware of the tide that will pull you to one side or the other. Next thing you know, your car is, you know, like a mile to the left, and it was just right there in front of you because you've just slowly drifted as you've swam.
You don't even notice it. You're just being pulled along. And then, yeah, before you know it, you're way far away and you don't have the power to swim back. Or if that rip current takes you out away from the
shore. It's not quick, like, you know, being pulled by a speedboat or something. It's very, very subtle and you just drift apart. Mm-hmm. And it's any relationship. And just like Sean saying in that quote, you know, in your finances, it's like, well, I didn't save money this week, but, you know, we'll save next week.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and splurge on this thing this week and we'll catch up next week. And maybe you do catch up next week, but then 2 or 3 weeks from now, you're like, well, let's go and, you know, our son needed shoes. So we went ahead and just bought these and we didn't really save. We didn't pay cash. We used a credit card. You kind of slowly drift in that direction.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the year's over and you don't have any money. You know, Christmas doesn't drift up on you. It's every year in December, you
Wait,
know,
what?
And they advertise it like nobody's business. But we hear that all the time. It's like, oh, it's already Christmas. I can't believe it.
You know, yeah.
That's not a drift. You might have drifted towards it, but Christmas didn't drift towards you.
And you may have drifted away from saving for Christmas or saving for those holidays, those big expenses. Mm-hmm. That event was always there. The moment you planned it, I guess.
And that's what we talk about on here all the time. Like with your job, you know, you just kind of drift into this mode of I show up every day. I sit here. I do what I'm told to do. I do what I have to do. And then I get up and I go home. I'm just kind of drifting. I'm not pushing a certain direction. And next thing you know, you've spent a year or two at a company and you've not been promoted. Maybe you've just gotten the mediocre raises that everybody gets or mm-hmm. cost of living, or maybe no raise. And you're just like, I'm just kind of drifting in my career. You've got to make a decision what you want to do.
Yeah.
No one's going to come along to you and go, okay, we're anointing you VP or, you know, giving you this new team to lead. That's something you have to do.
Yeah. You have to go after it. Now I noticed when he wrote that post, he's talking about drift all in negative connotations. So that was something interesting to me too. Like you hear about people who just sort of fall into their niche, their sweet spot. However, is that really the case, or were they proactively rowing in a direction and they just found themselves there? Like, do we ever just drift into the sweet spot in life?
I think it's possible if you're in the general vicinity of where you want to be. You know, mm-hmm. I eventually want to be a writer. Maybe I could hang around in that kind of genre and eventually drift into the right spot. But it's pretty rare that you would just drift there. You need to be paddling at some point and riding that current. You know, ride the success of the people that have gone before you, listening to podcasts, reading books, learning from experts, mentors, stuff like that. But you need to be pushing that in some way. And interesting, you said, you know, as a negative connotation, maybe you could even say in a positive way, what is something that you could positively drift towards?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I don't know.
I would have just said, no, you drift into bad stuff and you row into good stuff.
Right. And maybe, you know, you could take a sailboat and say, you know, you're still determining the direction of it, but you do take at some point time to just drift and enjoy the moment, mm-hmm. live in that moment. So not all drifting is bad, just like not all ruts are bad. Like you had said at one time that, you know, being in a rut maybe sounds bad, but maybe you could call it your groove. You're in the groove. You're where you're supposed to be. You don't need something major. You know, no one listening to this that is happy and in the right place and out of their comfort zone and trying things, risking things is going, I'm not in a rut. I'm in a groove. I'm really trying things.
Yeah, if you're really content where you are, right?
Right.
It's more of a groove. I love that you give me credit for coming up with that phrase. And I really think it was you that had said it. And I'll find the episode. I'll share it some way, somehow. But yeah, thank you for giving me credit for that.
That's funny because I steal everything. I don't know why I'm not stealing that.
I know. It's so funny.
It's like Bulgaria. I came up with that idea and then a bunch of people
like
created a country and I never got credit for it.
We beat Brandon to this. It's written in their documents somewhere, the founding documents. And so mindset even, you know, when you have like a negative mindset of yourself, you don't think highly of yourself. That's something we've drifted into as well, or we've let seep into our mind and then we've just kind of gotten there.
Right.
You know, people, you know, often ask me, how do I keep such a positive, upbeat attitude about anything? And it's, well, I've worked on it. You know, that if you were to look at the events of my life, there's a lot of it there that, you know, people wonder, why didn't you jump off a bridge by now? And like, life sucked when you were a kid. And I'm like, well, you know, there were good things. There was this. And, you know, it shaped me to see the world this way. And I've rode, I guess. I've made that decision and I've made that action to look at life positively. And, you know, even being a combat veteran, I know so many folks who that just broke them. And, you know, I didn't not see.
You weren't in World War II.
There we go. I did not observe, you know, things that, you know, were like frou-frou when I was over there. I mean, war is hell and I saw it. And it was just a conscious effort when I got back to live life. You know, it's almost like Saving Private Ryan when Captain Miller says, earn this.
Right.
Yeah. That's sappy and everything.
We're aware that not everybody can do that. Maybe there's something you're facing, something you're dealing with, and you need help with that. We're not discounting that. But a wide majority of us can choose our attitude.
Yeah.
And we have a sign that I recently put up at the office that just says, you choose the attitude you bring into work today. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so true. You know, the kids go nuts, your car didn't start, something's wrong at home, you get a phone call right before you walk in, and your attitude's immediately bad, and you realize you're choosing that. Maybe they caused it, but you're choosing to carry it with you. You know, instead of saying, okay, I can't do anything about that, so I'm going to choose to have a positive attitude and move forward with this. And people with positive attitudes are so much more fun to be around. Now, there's the annoying ones that are just like, you know, oh, you're driving me crazy with this, but people who are at least on the positive side, you know, are more fun to be around. And that's proven every day, because all you got to do is be around somebody that says, oh, yeah, this sucks. You know, we got to work all day. We don't have the right tools. Our computer's too slow. This chair's hard. You know, it's too dark in here. It's too cold in here. It's whatever. And you're around people like that. That just starts to suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
But if you can stick some positive stuff in there and go, yeah, that's true. But we're indoors. You know, the wind's blowing 20 miles an hour outside. We don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a refrigerator and a microwave, so we could bring our lunch, you know, and we could eat here and not have to go outside at all and deal with that. Or we could walk outside and enjoy the sunlight, you know, just do something like that. That's what in our episode, you know, aggressive optimism. It's like, you've just got to be optimistic. The day's going to turn out good, because either way, that's the way it's going to go. You can go, you know, my wife's going to be this, my kid's going to do this, my car's not going to start. Chances are some of that stuff's going to happen, because you kind of willed it into existence.
Exactly. And you got to train yourself. It's just like, again, referring to Sean's article, you know, to have that positive mindset, to take action, to change things for the better, it all comes down to that decision to start rowing. You know, whether it's rowing to change your mindset, to find the positive in something, or it's to just go get something done, that's effort. Whereas we can easily just drift apart from somebody, drift it towards mediocrity, drift into a rut, like discontent, and like, man, you know, yeah, life is good, but it sucks. You know, there's a lot of folks we know who, they've got a great job, they have a family, they have a home, they have security, and then deep down inside, there's something missing. And you are the one that we're hoping to influence in some way, shape, or form to start rowing, to start identifying where that rut is, where it exists, and find the positive path, I guess you can say, towards the life you really want to have.
Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't know where my oars are. I don't know how to start rowing. Just make some. Yeah. Grab a couple of sticks and just start doing something.
Kick your little brother out in the back of the raft and have him start kicking.
There you go. It
worked for me. What?
I've got a good friend that, you know, she just recently started trying to get in shape, and she'd kind of drifted away from that. And I said, you know, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to go to Gold's Gym and hire a trainer and do all of this stuff. I said, just start walking.
Yeah.
You know, if you just start walking a couple of blocks at night, and park further from the front door of your office or your place of business, wherever you have to go, and just get a little bit, you know, get a couple more steps in a day, and then next week a few more, next week a few more. You don't have to run 10 miles today. Just do something. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your finances or your relationship. You know, my spouse and I don't get along. Do one thing. Go to McDonald's and get an ice cream cone. You know, sit down with your kid and just say, hey, what's going on? How was school? Whatever. Maybe they give you one word answers or they ignore you or whatever, but you did something. You started to row in that direction rather than just say, well, I know they're not going to talk to me, so I'm just not going to knock on the door. Yeah. You got to do something. You know, you recently did something with your daughter where you started writing these quotes on the whiteboard and, you know, they're all really good quotes, but maybe every one of them's not landing on her. They're not maybe profoundly changing her life.
Oh, yeah. But we've had those days.
You're rowing towards something, an overall theme of there's something bigger out there. What you know now is not everything. There's other people that are giving you bits of wisdom that she'll never meet. 99% of these people, but they're planting those seeds because you're rowing in that direction. Yeah.
There's something you made me think about. The act of rowing, it's not just, you know, one stroke, boom, I'm at my destination.
Right.
Unless you're like Hercules or something. Rowing takes repeated strokes at a rhythm to build up that momentum with the boat, to build up its own kind of, I don't know what you call it, but they're just kind of like in their slipstream. I'm making stuff up with, air now. That's more of an air term. But in any case, it's a repeated action. You got a rhythm with it. You just do it over and over and over and over and over until you get to your destination. And that's the same thing. Whatever we've drifted into, whatever rut we're in, if we want to get out of that rut, it's going to take just something simple, something small, just like your friend who's now starting to, you know, attack her health and get healthier. It's not running a marathon on the first day. Right. It's doing something simple today, then doing something tomorrow, then the day after. The day after, the day after. And when she builds that rhythm of getting out and getting active, before you know it, she's making gains. She's getting closer to the destination she wants. And it's that repeated, consistent rhythm. And it's a theme I came across at work. I'm like, rhythm, I like it. It's the same simple thing every day.
It's constant, too. You can't row for like 20 minutes and then just sit there. Yeah. You're going to start to drift again. You've got to keep going.
Yes.
You know, so that takes mentors. That takes motivators. It takes encouragers. You've got to surround yourself with people. One of my good friends, they basically about five or six of these women got together and started just going to one of the local high schools, and they walked a track together. And I think now they're more running, and there's a guy, I think it's their cousin. I'm probably blowing this whole story up, but a nephew or something. He wants to be a personal trainer. He's basically training them for free while he studies to be a personal trainer.
Oh, neat.
So they all just kind of got together and encourage each other and hold each other accountable. Hey, you got to show up. You know, it's free. There's no excuse. It's 6 o'clock on whatever, I think a couple of nights a week. And you just show, anybody can show up, and he basically trains for free because he's learning. So you've got to surround yourself with people who want you to go in that direction to get to your destination. You can't surround yourself with a bunch of drifters. That's not going to work because they're all sitting, you can never save money because, you know, you need like $10,000 to open up a good savings account for all this kind of stuff. It's like, no, you can start with $5. You can start anywhere.
Unless it's a bank that charges you a $15 service fee every month because your balance is too low.
Exactly.
Then you're losing money. So get a different bank if that's the case.
Go to Ally Bank. It's all online. I don't get a dime from them, but they are great.
There you go. Any last words of advice about or around this drifting and rowing?
I think another way you can look at it is, are you just sitting still in your mind, but actually you're drifting?
Okay. I thought you were going to knock on my binge watching of Netflix. So, okay, we're good.
And that's another thing we talk about all the time. We're totally okay with you watching TV, sports, that kind of thing.
Okay,
you
know, good.
Laying around, get a vacation, take a break. But in your mind, maybe you're thinking, but I'm not really drifting. I'm just sitting here. When you think about a boat on the water, you're either going in a direction or you're drifting. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as sitting still on the ocean. You're always moving in one direction or the other. So maybe you're not doing anything right now, but that means you're drifting in the wrong direction. I want a degree, or I want $1 million, or I want to learn this or learn that. You're not going to drift into it. You've got to start paddling and rowing towards that direction.
Well, that's a great stopping point. Anyway, Sean, thank you for writing that article. Very inspirational, very on the nose for many folks out there who just need to hear about this. I mean, if you're not proactively rowing to your destination, you're going to drift into something you don't want. So,
Let's put that in the show notes. Go see Sean's blog.
Oh, that's definitely going in the show notes. Definitely. Sean's got a good blog. And Sean, you got to write more.
Encourage him to hit enter.
Yes. Or it's a publish button.
Publish. Okay. Hit publish.
You would know that.
He writes a lot. Yes. If I would write as much as I should.
So wrong, Jerry. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. If you like what you heard in this episode, be sure to share us with a friend, a family member, a coworker, or that neighbor across the street. Yes, you haven't met your neighbor across the street. Go do it. Be a good neighbor. And just don't ask me to do the same thing. We also have linked Sean's article into our show notes. So just go to beyondtherut.com/084, and you'll find the link to his article on drift and row. And if you haven't subscribed to his blog, go ahead and do that. And that'll encourage him to write some more. We want to see more stuff come from him. He writes real. It's raw. It's real manhood. So check it out. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please go ahead and do that. You can always write into our show, info@beyondtherut.com. You can also call in 361-596-3788. There we go. The last thing we're going to say to you is be sure to get out there, make your own path, and live life beyond the rut.
Let's go science and technology.
Science. You know, T-Rex is now the sensitive lover of the animal kingdom.
All right, all right. TechCrunch. SpaceX reused Falcon 9 rocket nails the landing for a second time.